Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you?
Oh, so great to be back. I've just been away for ages and now back onto it.
It's so nice to have you back in the studio, and you've brought us a very cool looking book. What is it?
So this is called Impossible. This is Stan Walker's memoir, a great music memoir for New Zealand Māori. Music memoir for you all.
I have heard only good things about this, so I'm excited. Cool. I'm excited to hear what your take on it is.
Yeah, it got heaps of press when it came out. He was on like Sunday, and I think in the Sunday magazine and Canvas and stuff. But I'm really happy to talk to you about it. And so, if you don't know who Stan Walker is, which you probably will, he won Australian Idol in 2000.
Australian Idol.
That's even better than New Zealand Idol in 2009. And he's had a really rich musical career over the last decade, but he has a really tragic story behind, you know, an upbringing, and there's a lot of violence and abuse which led to self-loathing in his history. So he was actually born in Australia, but he grew up in Tauranga and Mangatawa, this little part of that, and he was full like kura kaupapa kid and like, and really writes about the experience of growing up in a whānau setting, of running between the houses, and quite idyllic, and you can just picture it. However, his family life was super violent, like scarily violent, and his parents, especially his dad, were both quite I would say just like on the dark side of and not knowing how to cope.
Yeah.
And so they family moved between here and New Zealand, and they're just trying to survive, a lot of trying to move away from the dad. But then we lead to him winning Idol, which was, he was in his late teens, and it just kind of, this is where the path, I guess, moves on to a better place, not just for him, for the whole family.
That's cool.
And a lot of that is with they have found Christianity, which is something that I'm definitely not part of that kind of situation, but I think when you're reading it, it's fine to read about different people's different beliefs, I guess, that he doesn't try and push it on you. But so he's exploring his past and going back to it and to these specific points. And, you know, there's some sexual abuse by a family member over a long period of time, which leads to him questioning his sexuality and like how he fits in. And it's just so sad. It's such a sad story. However, his voice is, it sounds like he's just speaking it to you, and it's one of those memoirs that he obviously spoke it to a kind of ghostwriter person, and they typed it out, and so it feels very almost conversational or speech-like.
Cool.
And he's really funny, and he can see through, you know, it's like, how do you look back on your life and have this beauty, beauty of whānau, but then also this darkness of whānau, and the people that you love the most have also caused you the most pain. And I think he articulates that so well, and that is all through tikanga and growing up as a Māori kid, and how the pillars of your beliefs carry you through your life and then carry you through this forgiveness of whanaunatanga and how you move through it together.
Amazing.
So his win of Australian Idol was his whānau's win, and how they've, his success is their success, and how they move together. So I think it's super inspirational and quite different from the Pākehā world view. And so I think it's such an important story to tell. He has had stomach cancer, which is this like crazy family gene that they have. And he's so funny when he talks about it, because he lost heaps of weight through a surgery, and how he's just like loves being skinny and loves like getting in on all the fashion now and stuff. He can be quite self-deprecating. He looks at the industry, the big box music industry, and I just thought it was just like such a great read. I read it while I was canoeing the Whanganui River over Labour weekend, and it felt really you know, that's such a spiritual place, and then he's talking about the spiritual side as well, and it felt really right to be reading it at that time. I just thought the last chapter was amazing. He talks about how forgiveness is a superpower, and he really, like, he really concludes the story in such an articulate way. And I think if a young person, especially a young Māori person, was reading this, they could take those tools that he's talking about. And he admits that Christianity is his pillar or his beacon, but yours could be something else. And I think he's so inspirational for young people. Yeah.
He is such a nice person. I just don't think I've heard anybody ever say a bad word against Stan Walker. He just seems like a really generous, kind musician and an incredible role model as well. I'm excited to read this book. I think it sounds awesome.
Yeah, and I think he's kind of been on the you know, like, it's really easy, especially in that kind of like tool poppy culture, to be like negon people who have had success, and I feel like that's happened to him, but he's just kind of like had his eye on the prize and just gone through and just been really unashamed of himself, even though he may have felt that the outwardness is what he portrays. It's so cool. So yeah, the best thing about this book is how it's proudly Māori and demonstrates all facets of tikanga, and he's a strong voice, strong kaupapa, that no matter your past, you can succeed. I think it's a really good Christmas present for a young person in your life. But I think anyone, you could see people on Christmas Day kind of like picking it up and then just reading the whole thing between courses.
I feel like
on the couch, you know,
that's my favorite bit of Christmas.
I feel like I just picked it up before and was like, oh yep, I'm in this. Don't mind me, Rachel.
I'll just quietly read in the corner, you guys carry on.
It's cool photos, cool cool cover, really beautiful
inside. It's got a couple, how these kind of memoir books tend to have
the photos.
I always love the photos.
Do I save it? Do I save them to read it when I get up to them, or do I?
Or am I going to skip to them now?
Definitely always skip to them at the start. Yeah. Shortly.
Hey, remind us of the title again.
It's called Impossible by Stan Walker. It is published by HarperCollins, New Zealand, and it's on the shelf at Time Out Bookstore now. But you've got to get these things now because the boats are slow. Yeah, Christmas is coming.
Get your Christmas presents sorted ASAP.
ASAP, for sure.
Good advice. Thank you, Jenna. Nice to have you back.
Nice to be back.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly